We're presenting here the enteric methane emissions from cattle in grazing systems with nitrogen fertilized grasses and the introduction of legumes measuring during the cool and warm season. Grasslands are diverse biotype that offer several ecosystem services. Between the ecosystem service, we have the nutrient cycling, and they help to mitigate climate change because they act as a carbon sink. Beef livestock operation in Florida, most of them is cow-calf operation and relies on pastures during the cool and the warm season. And in order to keep the production of the pastures, nitrogen fertilized is a big input in the production system. The introduction of legumes can potentially reduce the use of nitrogen fertilizers, and also for several studies have been shown that increase the functionality and the production of the pastures. The livestock nutrition can be improved when legumes are incorporated into the system. And in Florida, the most common legume to use in the warm season is the rhizoma peanut. And the performance of the animals with the rhizoma peanut has been shown that increased with the introduction of this legume. Many activities from the agriculture increase the greenhouse gas emissions, and that come from carbon dioxide gases, nitrous oxide, and methane. As we can observe in this graph, agricultural production account for around more than 500 million metric tons of carbon dioxide equivalent. This data are from the recent study from the EPA. And as we can observe, enteric fermentation accounts for a big portion of these gases emissions, greenhouse gas emissions. Why we should measure the methane emissions in grazing cattle? So as I mentioned before, enteric methane fermentation is account for a big portion of the production in agricultural greenhouse gas emissions. And they compromise a direct source of methane. Also, greenhouse gas emissions are dependent of the management of the grassland. So with adequate management, we can reduce these emissions. And previous studies have been shown that the manipulation of the diet, the intake, and the ruminal microflora of livestock can mitigate the greenhouse gas emissions. So the objective of our project was to determine the enteric methane emissions in livestock forage systems in monoculture grasses with nitrogen fertilizer and in mixture of grasses and legumes. This experiment was conducted at the University of Florida in the North Florida Research and Education Center in Mariana. And the methane emissions were measured during the warm and the cool season of 2016 and 2017. Here we have the three systems that we use for the warm and the cool season. And in each system we have two testers. The first system was a fertilized bahia grass, and the second was an unfertilized bahia grass, and the third system was a mixture of bahia grass with rhizoma peanut. In the cool season, we have a mixture of ryan oat with nitrogen fertilizer, and the second and third system consist in the same mixture of grasses, rye and oat, and a mixture of crimson clover, southern bell clover, and bold clover. The treatment was replicated in three blocks in a randomized complete block design. The stocking rate was adjusted every 14 days using put and take animals, and we tried to keep the same herbage allowance between treatments. Also during this period, we collect hand block samples to analyze the IBND and the nutritive quality. Here, our paddock was considered the experimental unit, and we analyzed the enteric methane emissions using the PROC mixture of SAS, where the model was the fixed effect of season and treatment, and random effect of the block and the year. In order to measure the enteric methane emissions, we use the technique of the sulfur hexafluoride tracer technique. Here we have the permeation tube that is filled with the gas, this FX6, and during 90 days the release rate is measured. After that, using a bull gun, we dose the animals with the permeation tube, and in a pre-evacuate canister we collect the gases, the SF6 and methane, from the breath of the animal. Here we observe in the close to the nostril we have a capillary that has a flow restriction that allows us to collect the samples for 24 hours. So every morning we change the canister. Here is the schedule of the protocol when we dose the animals with the permeation tube at the initial of the sampling period. And we adapt the animals with the canister for at least 1 week, and we collect data for 9 days. And in the middle of the week, we collect the Hamplok samples. Also, during this period, we use three canisters, the same as the animals we're using, one per block, where we collect as a background the gases from the ambient, the methane and the SF6. After that, all the canisters were taken to the lab and we measured the gases by gas chromatography. Here we have the equation where we obtain the data, the methane grams per day. So we have the release rate that we know from the tracer gas and the concentration of methane and the concentration of SF6 obtained by the gas chromatography. So let us talk about the results. Here we have the average daily gain and stocking rate from the cool season in the three systems, where no difference were observed. We have 21 days less in the 2017 year from the cool season due to a drought period, so the overseeding was late compared with 2016. In the warm season, we observe difference compared the Bahia grass fertilizer with the Rhizoma peanut treatment. When we observe that the Rhizoma have the greater gain per area and average daily gain with a low stocking rate. And 2016 and 2017, we're going to have the same days of the study. We are completing the study this following week. The enteric methane emissions in grams per head per day didn't show difference between the three treatments, and also didn't show difference between the cool and the warm season. The enteric methane emissions by metabolic body weight didn't show any difference between the three systems, and neither in the cool and the warm season. The enteric methane emissions in kilograms of the average daily gain, we didn't observe difference between the treatments, but was a difference between seasons, and this due to the presence of the C3 plants in the cool season. Enteric methane emissions per hectare, in here we account for the stocking rate and the grazing days of the system, and we didn't have any difference between treatments, and no difference in the cool and the warm season. The enteric methane emissions by the dry matter intake, this data are just for 2016, and here we realize a compost of the diet taken from the carbon composition of the feces. So we reconstruct the proportion of the Bahia and the Rhizoma in the diet, and we run the IBMD data. So in this treatment, in this evaluation, they didn't find difference between the treatments and no difference between the cool and the warm season. So in summary, we have that the average between the systems account for 146 grams per head per day of methane emissions, enteric methane emissions. And we observed that there were no difference in methane emissions across seasons, accounting per hectare or dry matter intake. And we observed a reduction of 61% in the cool season when average daily gain. And we can conclude the introduction of Rhizoma peanut into the grazing system improved the average daily gain, but does not increase the enteric methane emissions in the grazing trial. I would like to thank to the USDA and NIFA for the founding of this project, also to the University of Florida, to my advisor, Dr. Dubé, my committee members, and all the people that helped during this sampling period.
Time for questions for Lisa.
We're planting by strips in the pastures. So we have 1 hectare each pasture, and we subdivide 10 strips of bahia and 10 strips of rhizoma peanut.
In fermentable organic matter was?
Fermentable organic matter, we didn't analyze that in the fermentable. We just doing the dry matter intake, but we just have the data for 2016, not 2017.
Any other questions?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
We wanted to measure in the grazing systems, it was difference in the greenhouse and the enteric methane production. And we didn't observe any difference. And for previous study, we know that legumes can reduce the enteric methane emissions due to the presence of tannins. But rhizoma peanut doesn't have any tannins. So for us, we were expecting the same. And these values of the the enteric methane emissions of 146 grams per day are similar to previous studies that were conducted in the NFREC. Like Dr. Henry has like 120 something grams per day.
Thank you.